Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Stating that Wyoming and all 23 counties have committed multiple violations to the U.S. and Wyoming constitutions, a lawsuit seeking to overturn all public health orders has been filed. Former Cody resident Nick Badoon filed the declaratory injunction in Johnson County. It asserts that those named in the suit used inflated and faulty coronavirus case numbers to initiate unlawful health orders. Named in the suit are all Wyoming health officials, Governor Mark Gordon, State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris, and Michael Sabalos, Director of the Wyoming Department of Health. Petitioners in the suit include residents and businesses from Cheyenne, Laramie, Rock Springs, and KC. A bill that would require Wyoming voters to present identification before casting a ballot easily passed the State House of Representatives yesterday. It will now advance to the State Senate. The vote in favor of House Bill 75 was 51-9 in favor. Opponents of the bill have generally characterized it as a solution in search of a problem, since even most supporters of the measure don't claim that voter fraud is a big problem in the state. Representative Andy Clifford, a Democrat of Fremont County, argued that it would tend to discourage voter turnout and amounts to voter suppression while not addressing any actual problem in Wyoming. But supporters of the measure argue that while there may not be an extensive history of fraud in Wyoming elections, requiring identification is a good common sense step to take to guarantee free and fair elections. The bill was co-sponsored by a long list of legislators, including all of Park County's representatives and senators.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
What's sure to be a hotly debated topic in the legislature, a bill has been introduced that would establish regulations for the cultivation, transport, and sale of marijuana in Wyoming. House Bill 209 would establish rules for the sale of pot, prohibiting it to anyone under the age of 21, as well as use in public places. Cannabis could not be brought into jails, schools, or some other locations. Driving under the influence of marijuana would be illegal. Retail outlets could not sell more than 2.5 ounces of cannabis to customers, and growers would be restricted from cultivating more than 150 plants. Retail stores would be licensed and monitored by the state. A fiscal note attached to the bill estimates taxing legal cannabis would raise about $49.5 million per year for state coffers. Of that amount, $30.7 million would go directly to school funding. And before people write off the idea as another harebrained idea from the left, the bill has sponsors from both sides of the aisle. On track to set a new record for the total times closed, I-80 in southern Wyoming was shut down due to extreme weather a whopping 14 times in February. And as we all know, spring weather in Wyoming can be extreme, bringing with it the possibility of more shutdowns before the season ends. Over the past 5 years, the highway closes on average of 51 times in a winter season, and with three more months of possibly extreme weather headed our way, the interstate may very well set a new record this year. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.